شيخ التشارج يبقى يخدم وروح خطر الشيخ المخلوق عشان زيزة تبانو عشخيته شو حد هو بيغيخ شخيته سيك شيء يوي زي شيء تبدا غابيو تبدا ميزي سي شخيته سي عصو بات يتسي شيء تشيخ ويمشوخ حد كوب بهي ميز מבור ברוך האחס לכולו. שניים שכתן שתי בהימס, אחד יורך מבורך וייצי בחבר, עם חבר עם חבר ליציא. So, there is a lot of Shemir Kehim. That we learned already in the first simon. Now, we saw that there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach in the first simon. Everybody agrees that if Reuven and Shimon both Shach, so Reuven can say the Brocha and be Meitzi Shimon. The question is, the machlek between the Taz and the Shach is in regard to the case where Reuven is not Shachtik, Shimon is Shachtik. Can Reuven say the Brocha and be Meitzi Shimon, who is Shachtik? Now, by Birkas HaMitzvah, so there is a Halacha of ours. By Birkas HaMitzvahs, there is a halacha of Arvis, even Yotzer Meitzi. By Birkas HaNanin, so he can only be Meitzi, Reuven can be Meitzi Shimon if Reuven himself is Mechuyim. Let's say if Reuven, let's say, eats an apple, and Shimon eats an apple, so Reuven can be Meitzi Shimon. But if Reuven does not eat an apple, Shimon is eating an apple, Reuven cannot be Meitzi Shimon because there is no Arvis, there is no Chiyuv incumbent upon Shimon to eat the apple. If he eats, he has to make say bracha. So mele, there is no harvest. There is no harvest. How about shchite? So actually there are three shittes. We saw in the first simon that there are three shittes. The shach and the trishe have the same shite. And the taz and the grob. The shite of the trishe and the shach is that the shchite, birkas brocha of shchite, is analogous to birkas haren. In other words, we apply the halacha of shemir kehine, but we don't apply the halacha of arves. Why don't we apply the halacha of arves to birkas haren? Because it's not an imperative. It's not a must. He doesn't have to eat, so he won't have to make a brocha. If he eats, he has to make a brocha. But birkas hamitzvah is an imperative. It's a must. Mashenkin here, if he wants to eat the boso, he has to shech. But he doesn't have to eat. So Melis like Birkasaren. So Arv is the reason. So the Trish and the Shach say, if Reuven himself has to shech the Beime, and he makes the broche for himself, he can be made to Shimon who he shecht. But if Reuven himself doesn't shech the Beime, and Shimon shecht, Reuven cannot be made. Reuven cannot be made. That is the shite of... That is the shite of the drish and the shach. There is no arms. The shite of the groy is there is arms. So not only can Reuven be meitzi Shimon if Reuven himself has to shach, but even if Reuven doesn't have to shach, Shimon has to shach. Reuven can be meitzi because it's like a birkas hamitzvah. So even Yotzer meitzi because of the halacha of arms. The taz. The net result is the same. The Taz agrees with the Gro that even if Reuven doesn't have the shecht, so but Shimon has the shecht, so Reuven can say the bracha and be meitzi Shimon. But whereas according to the Gro, it's on the basis of arves. So the Taz says no, it's not on the basis of arves. If it had been a birkas hamitzvah, so then he would agree with the shecht and the drish, because since it's not a must, so he cannot be meitzi. Mimele, he says, Gabe, so Mimele by Trumo, he says, if, let's say, Shimon is Mafris Trumo, and Reuven is not Mafris Trumo, Reuven cannot say the Brocha and be meitzi Shimon. But by Shchite, the Taz says, Reuven can be meitzi Shimon, even though Reuven himself is not Shechtik. Why? Because it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, so it's a Birkas Idoi. So Mele, it's not incumbent dafke upon the Shechet. Anyone who stands there at the time of the Shchite can say the Brocha. This, the, These are the three shittas that we discuss when we learn the first siman. But everybody agrees that if Reuven shechts, and he has to say the bracha for himself, he can be made to Shimon as well. So, Shnayim shechtin shtei behemetz, echol yochel levorech, v'yetzi b'chaveirei, v'chaveirei mechanu l'yitziyei. So, in that case, everybody agrees. Tzorech shol yidabia bin brocha l'shchito. V'indiba bin brocha l'shchito tzorech levorech pam achers. And that's a klal. In all the brochas, whether Birkas HaMitzvahs or Birkas HaNenim, so if he talks between the brocha and the mitzvah, or between the brocha and the anoye, he has to say the brocha all over again. Let's say, if he makes a brocha on the talis, and then before he's mekayem the mitzvah, so he talks, he has to say the brocha all over again. Now by tefillin, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netam because there is a machlekes as to whether normally a person who is maniach tefillin, he has to say two broches or has to say one broche. But everybody agrees that if you said a broche and then you talked before you were mekayem the mitzvah, so then you have to say the broche all over. So Tzorosho Yidabir, and the same Aloha applies to Birkas HaNenim as well. Suppose you made the broche on a piece of bread, and then you talked not mitzirach of the Sude, something that has nothing to do with the Sude, with this piece of bread. So Memele it's a hepsek, and you have to make the broche all over again. So Tzorosho Yidabir bin broche lishchit. ואם דיבר בברוך לשחית, צריך לבוא לפעם אחרת. וכן אם ראי צריך לשחית הרבה, לא ידע בבין שחית או לשחית. ואם דיבר בבין שחית או לשחית, צריך לחסס דם שחית או לשינו, ולבורך פעם אחרת. על השחית או, אבל על הכיסו השני או, לא יבורך. Now that is actually based upon the Gemara, a Rosh in Kisu Adam. Now it's a Rosh and it's a Teisves in Chum, Daf Pizai. But Teisves mentions the Machlekes Rashi and Rav Netam. Now this is a very fundamental Machlekes. Now the Gemara says in Menoches, Daf Lamedvov, Soch bin Tfilun Litfilun, Mivorech Shtai. So the Gemara says, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netam. Now the minhag, the way the Rambam paskens is like Rav Netam. Now according to Rashi, so normally when a person puts on tefillin, first he puts on the tefillin. So of course he puts on the tefillin shel yad. So he makes a broche, lo niach. Loniach, according to Rashi, he makes the brocha Loniach, and he does not make any other brocha, and he does not make any other brocha. So and the tefillin shall rosh. So the mitzvah of Loniach is ele for both, for the tefillin shall yad and the tefillin shall rosh. Now, and if he talks, so between the tefillin shall yad and the tefillin shall rosh, so then he has to make a broche of al mitzvah tefillin al tefillin shall rosh. If he doesn't talk, so in the mitzvah of Loniach he patterns both the tefillin shall yad and the tefillin shall rosh. But if he talks, so then he has to make a broche of al mitzvah tefillin al tefillin shall rosh. This is Rashi shita, the Rif shita, the Rambam shita. But, and the Mechaba Pasuk is like that. But the shita of Rabbi Natan is that even if he doesn't talk, so he has to make two broches. So in other words, so he makes a broche when he puts on the tefillin shel yad, he makes the broche of Loniach, and then when he puts on the tefillin shel rosh, he makes the broche of al mitzvah tefillin. So according to Rabbi Natan, when it says soch bin tefillin l'tefillin is mivorech, the pshat is that even though he already made the broche of Loniach and the tefillin shel yad, and then he talked before he put down the tefillin shel rosh, so he has to make two broches. He has to make the broche of Loniach all over again, and then he has to make the broche of al mitzvahs, because according to Rabbi Natan, even if he doesn't talk, when he puts on the tefillin shel rosh, he has to make the broche of al mitzvahs tefillin. Now, so there are more paskas like Rabbi Natan, and of course the minhag of Ashkenazi is like Rabbi Natan, like the Rambam. So Teisves in Kisva Adam, Daf Pizayin, Omedale, says as follows: Yesh li istapik im soch bin shchita li shchita im tzorich larzer o levorich. Now, if someone shechts 100 behemes, so he can make one broche for all the 100 behemes. And then the Gemara says that suppose he shechts chayes or ifes that require kius adam. So if he shechts, let's say, 100 chayes or 100 ifes, so he makes first the shechita of all the 100 chayes and 100 ifes, and then he makes one kisu anolav. Anolav. So teisves and esofi keishli stap im soch bin shechita lishchit. Suppose he shechts a number of behemes, and he talked between the shechita of one behemes and the shechita of the other behemes. So does he have to make a new broche on the second behemes if he talked between the shechita of the first behemes and the shechita of the second behemes? Im tzorich la'azor levorich kmo ika bitfil di im soch bin tfil mitfil di mivorich shtayim rashi Loniach al shel yad val mitzvah al shel rosh. So according to Rashi, that normally if you don't talk, you just make one broche Loniach, and that Loniach is on both. But if you talk, so then you have to make a broche al mitzvahs and the shel rosh. And according to Rabbi Tam, that normally you say two broches. First you say Loniach and the shel yad and al mitzvahs and the shel rosh. But if you talk, so then you make the broche of Loniach and al mitzvahs. So yesh listafik im sor bishrit al ishrit im tzorch lazer levorich kmo ika bitfilun dim sor bintfilun litfilun dim vorech tayim lerashi Loniach al shel yad val mitzvahs al shel rosh uldim rab notam vorech al shel rosh tayim. So here too, so just as we say according to Rabbi Natan, that even though he already made the broche of Loniach, so in view of the fact that the broche of Loniach is chal not only on the mitzvah of of Tefillin Shel Yad, but it's Chal on the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh as well. So Mimele, if he talks between the Anoche of Tefillin Shel Yad and the Anoche of Tefillin Shel Rosh, so he has to make the broche of Lan Yachol over again, and then make Al Mitzvahs. So he has to make the broche of Lan Yachol over again. Why? Because normally, when you say the broche of Loniach, it's chal on the Tefillin Shel Rosh as well. So when can it be chal on the mitzvah of Tefillin Shel Rosh as well, if he didn't talk? But if he talked between, so it's not chal. So the mele, so the broche of Loniach cannot be chal on the Tefillin Shel Rosh. So he has to make it over again. So here too, if you don't talk between one baim and the other, so the broche of Al Mitzvah Shechito that he makes before the Shechito of the first Behemah is Chal on all the other 99 Behemahs as well. But if he talked between the Shechito of one and the other, so it cannot be Eile on the second Behemah, so before he shares the second Behemah, he has to say the Broche all over again. Oy Shemo in Tzorich Larzor Levorich K'moy Behem Tzasude Sheyoch Ledabia V'in Tzorich Larzor Levorich Hameitzi. Suppose someone makes a birkas hameitzi and pass, and he eats 10 pieces of bread. And so if he talks before he starts to eat the first piece of bread, so then he has to say the broch over again. But suppose he started to eat the first piece of bread, and then he talks, so does he have to make, when he eats the second piece of bread, does he have to make a new broch? He doesn't have to eat. So mele, maybe when he shechts 100 behemes, so it's like eating 100 pieces of bread. So if he didn't talk before he started to eat the first piece of bread, he doesn't have to, even though he talked later on, he doesn't have to make a new broch. Oishemo in tzorich lazer levorich mibem tzasude shiyoch lidaber vein tzorich lazer levorich hameitzi umiu im eimer mi et shchitek moitovi eif lishchit o yasakin pshite in tzorich lazer levorich. So of course that's not a hefzik. A hefzik is an extraneous inyan if he talks about something has nothing to do with this inyan. But if he talks about something that has to do with this inyan, so then he certainly doesn't have to make the brocha lashrit all over again. Because even if he talks before he started to eat a piece of bread, but if it's miyone, let's say, suppose he says it makes a brocha, hameitzi lechem min haaretz. And then he says, then he reminds himself, before he starts eating, he realizes there is no salt on the table. And he says, Hovi melech. So he doesn't have to, and then they bring him the melech. So he doesn't have to make the broche all over again, even though it's not the ideal thing to say Hovi melech before he starts eating the bread. But if he did, it's not considered a hefzek, and he doesn't have to make the broche all over again. So of course, so mimele, if he says tovi eif lishchit or yasakin pshita din tzorich la'arzer levorich k'moy tul broch govel liture. Furthermore, because there is a loche that oser liodom le'echer kedem sheyitim machal behemtei, so mimele, if somebody made a birkas hameitzi and then he reminded himself that he didn't give the cat any food, so he says to someone before he starts eating of the bread, why don't you bring some food for the cat or for the dog? So it's not a hefsek either, because it's also miyoni, because also lodom lechil kedem sheyitei machal ibehemte. So mimele tul brur govel iture, give to the axe. Vim tzorich larzer levorich. כמוי בתפילן, עוז עושו לדבר בין שחיתה לשחיתה, כמוי בתפילן, כי דובה בקים את צרבה, דעביר לי ביודי וחיזו לא מייך המלחומו, because they call it רבי יצא הגלילי, so איש היורי ברח עליו. So what does it mean היורי? היורי מעביר אשר ביודי. So if one talked between the תפילן של יד and the תפילן של ראש, it's an עביר. ואין ראי מתפילן. Oh, so Teisa says, we cannot mention a ראי. Teisa says a suffix. Whether in case where he shechts a number of behemoths and he talks between one shechita and the other, whether he has to make the broche again, If we say he has to make a new broche, so then it is osa to talk. Because that's the aloche. By tefillin, since the aloche is that if he talks between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, he has to make the brocha over again, so maybe he's not allowed to talk between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, and the zivim chizer ola omer chamuchomo is considered as yorim avir shebiyodei. So here too, but if we say that when one shechts a number of behemoths, it's like eating 10 pieces of bread, So Mimela, he doesn't have to make a new broch on the second behemoth, so maybe it's not even worse. It's not even worse. Ve'ram v'osor, ve'in raya mitfilm, he says. Ozosor lidaba b'shchidek, mo'i b'tfilm, kidomar hakem etzrabe, da'avere b'yod v'chizor olam eich anuchomo, ve'in raya mitfilm, de'osor mitfilm achas, ve'in leile hafzik, avol b'shchite, iboye shochit, v'iboye Shovit. In other words, he says, so there are two days. One day is that when one shechts, let's say 10 behemoths, so he's not allowed to talk between the shechita of one and the shechita of the other. He's not allowed to talk. And if he does talk, so he has to make a new broch. And another shita sarishenim is that it's not like tefil. Now, why isn't it like tefil? It's like sudin. It's like sudin. So memele, there is no isar, there is no halocha that if somebody washes his hands and he makes a meitzi and then he keeps on eating for 5 hours, that he's not allowed to talk. So the question is, when one shechts 10 behemoths, is it analogous to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh? Or it's analogous to a suda when one eats 10 pieces of bread, so there he's allowed to talk. Allowed to talk. So he says, ve'in raya mitfilm, di'osom hi mitzvah achas, ve'in leile hafzik, avo b'shchite, ibo yeshochit, ibo yeshobiklay. So, because by tefillin, so when one puts on the tefillin shel yad, he is mechuyev immediately to put on the tefillin shel rosh. True, it's two separate mitzvahs. Now the question is, but it's two separate mitzvahs. Tefillin shel yad is not me'akev shel rosh, and shel rosh is not me'akev as shel yad. The answer is, it's two separate mitzvahs. So you are mikayim a separate mitzvah with each one by itself. But there is a kiyum of the tziruf of the two together. The raya is that there is aloha, and the Gemara learns it out from the posik. So, kol zman she'in b'inecho, ultitofi is b'inecho, kol zman she'in b'inecho yiushtai. In other words, you're not allowed to put down the tefillin shel rosh first, and then the tefillin shel yad. That's the rice. That's the rice. Why? Because ultitofis beninecho calls man sheminecho yiyushtai. So in other words, when you put on the tefillin shel rosh, you are mechuyev that you should have both tefillin. The tefillin on the hand and the tefillin, I mean the tefillin on the arm and the tefillin on the rosh. So mimele, if someone will put on first the tefillin shel rosh, and then he'll put on the tefillin shel yad, he'll be mivatel a certain essay, because ulitofis ben necho calls man shein necho yiushtai. So that's the halacha. So it's not like other mitzvahs. So we also say there is a din of kinyan. Let's say, now, there is a din of gdime that first you should put on the talis, and then the tefillin. So that's only if we chatchile. But suppose you took already the tefillin first, so then you can put on the tefillin first, even though you didn't put on the talis. Mashein kein. In tefillin shel shel rosh and shel yad. So even if by mistake you took out the tefillin shel rosh first, and you are ready to put it on your head, but if you reminded yourself that you didn't put on the tefillin shel yad, so you have to put it away, the tefillin shel rosh, and take the tefillin shel yad because of the halacha. So we see from this din that even though tefillin shel yad is not me'akif shel rosh and shel rosh is not me'akif shel yad, but there is a kiyum of the tziru of the combination of the both together. So b'meila he says ve'ein raya mitvilm the osom hi mitzvah achas. So there is no raya from tefillin, because by tefillin, even though each one is a separate mitzvah, but there is a kiyum of both together, and that's the reason as to why there is aloche calls man shein b'inecho yoshtai. In other words, in the kiyum of both together, so the aloche is that we have to put on first the tefillin shel yad and then the tefillin shel rosh. So mainly it's also out to talk between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Mashenkin here, it's not one mitzvah, it's a separate mitzvahs. It's a separate mitzvah. Ve'in raya mitzvah, and also in mitzvah achas, ve'in lahafzik, avu b'shchite, yidbo yeshochit, yidbo yeshomikle. Umikobo kemire, di yisure hu lihovi atzmei, לידי לארזר או לבורך, כדיבוך המפיר כאילו נמור. All right, now, so there are 2 days. Now let's see. צורך של ידבה בין ברוך על השחיתה, ואם דיבה בין ברוך על השחיתה צורך לבורך פעם אחרת. וכן אם ריצה, that's one sheet. צורך לבורך פעם אחרת, but there is another sheet. But the 2 paskins that it's all levorach pamachers. In other words, it's like tefillin. V'chein im reitzel lishchet harbe lo yidabia ben shchita lishchiti v'im dibia ben shchita lishchite tzorich lechaseis dam shchita lishenu ulivorach pamachers ala shchiti avla kisa hashniyo lo yivorach. So now it's like this. If he doesn't talk, so the halacha is, if he shechts, let's say, 100 tefes, so he shechts all the 100 tefes, all the 100 chayes, and then he makes 1 kisu for all of them. If he didn't talk, because since he didn't talk, so then the broche of alashchito that he made on the first chayo, and on the first of, so he's chal on all of them. He's chal on all of them. So Mimele, then he makes 1 kisu on all of them. But if he talks, so then he has to make a new broche on the second chayo, or on the second day. So Mimele, since he has to make a new broche on the second chayo, on the second day, so he's mechuyev to finish up the mitzvah of the shchite, of the first shchite, and be mechase the dam, and then make a broche on the second eif and all the other eifes, because he was not supposed to talk, but he talked. So mele, since he talked, so this broche cannot be chal on the other eifes and on the other chayes. So mele, he has to be gemeya the mitzvah of the shchite of the first of, and by making the kisu adam, and then he'll make a broche on the second one. V'indiva ben shchito l'shchito tzorol chasid dam shchito rishenu l'vor pa macheres l'shchito. Aval ha'kisu shliyo lo yivorech. Lo yivorech. Even though, why? Because the broche that he made on the kisu of the first one is eile on the kisu of the other ifis as well. Even though the shchite, the shchite intervened. Aber kis ich mir li vorich. Vi chei ha mi vorich al das li shchit chayo achas. Va ha kei li vi ole yeseya. Ye chase dam o rishen vi vorich al. Vi vorich al shchit zashnir. In the same way, now suppose he had the intention of shechting 1 chayo. And he didn't intend to shecht another chayo. But after he made the broche on the 1 chayo, on the 1 eight, So unexpectedly, another off or another chayot was presented to him. Before he had an opportunity. But before he had the opportunity to be mechaset the dam of the first off or the first chayot. So since he'll have to make a new broche on the second chayo, because when he made the broche on the first chayo, he didn't have in mind the second chayo, he didn't even know there will be a second chayo. So since he'll have to make another broche on the second chayo, so he has to be gamer. All the mitzvahs in connection with the first chayo and the first off, so he has to be mechaset the dam first. וכן המבורך על תעס לישת חייחס, והכן הביאו לייסר, ייחס את המורישן, ויבורך עליו, ויבורך על שחיתס השניו, ולא ילקיס, ובעלו איתו כוסף, דווקא כשאינו ממינו ראשינו, כגין ששוחת חיו, והביאו לייב, אבל אם היא ממינו ראשינו, אין צורך לבורך. Now it's this thing, that if somebody had in mind to shecht only one of to shed one off, one chayo, and then another chayo, so mimele, he has to make a new broche on the other chayo. I mean, the same thing would apply to behemo as well, except that in regard to behemo, so there is no kisadam. So, but as far as another broche is concerned, so the same thing applies to behemo as well. So if he intended to shech one behemo, and he didn't intend to shech two behemos, and then after he made the broche on the behemo, so another behemo was presented to him unexpectedly, so he has to make a new broche on the other behemo. So the Balito says, דווקא כשאינו ממינו ראשינו, כי ששוחת חיו והביאו לאיב, אבל אם היא ממינו ראשינו, אין צורך לבורך. It's a big חידש. But it or she is that when do we say that the same thing we find, some Rishenim mention, the Tur in Simen Kuvov mentions Ligabi Broches, Birkes Anen. So in other words, so the halacha is that if, let's say you make a broche on one pair, and you don't intend to that this broche should be on another pair as well. Then after you made a broche on one pair, so another pair is brought in for you on the table. Let's say you make a broche on an apple, and then after you made a broche on the apple, an orange is put on the table. So you have to make another broche on the orange, because at the time when you made the broche on the apple, you didn't have in mind the orange. So there is a shite, the Tur mentions a shite, that's only if it is another mean. But if it's the same mean, not. So the Balito mentions the same shite here. When do we say that if he made the broche on a certain behemoth, or on a certain chayo, on a certain off? So, and then after he made that broche, so another was brought to him, so he has to make another broche if it's another meat. Let's say he intended to make the broche on and off, and then a chayim was brought to him, or a behemi was brought to him, so he has to make a new broche. But suppose he made the broche on one off, and then unexpectedly another off was brought to him, since he's the same mean on which he made the broche, so it patterns the other off also. It doesn't patter another mean, but if it's the same mean, so it patterns it, even though he wasn't mechave on the second off. ובאיות הכוסף דווקא שאינו מן הראשינו, כי שוחת חיו ואיבי אוהב, אבל אם הראשינו אין צורך לבורך, ועדים יאובי אורוש זלויך. According to the Rosh, it doesn't make any difference. In other words, as long as you didn't intend to make the broche on the second off, even though it is the same mean, you intended to make it on and off, but not on the second off, so you have to make a new broche on the second off, according to Rosh. V'im itchilo kishebire choyu lifonof arbe lishri, v'akein iviyu lifonof acheres, Because of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Im kishemivim lefonov acheres, Yeish oi lefonov neisam shoi lefonov kishemireich, Ein tzorich levorich aleisam shemivim lay. So, if, so the smack says, and again, the Torah is chelik on that. So in other words, so the smack shit is, that suppose the sheikh had before him 10 behemoths to shecht. 10 behemoths to shecht. And he made the broche, and he made the broche on one babe, on one babe. And then, after he was sheikhed one behime, while some of the behemoths that were before him at the time when he made the broche are still before him. So, other 10 more behemoths were brought to him. So then, he can shecht not only the other 9 with the same broche, even the additional 10, he doesn't have to make a new broche either. But if, let's say, he made the broche on 10 behemoths that were before him, and after he was sheikhed, all the 10 behemoths that he had before him at the time he made the broche, 10 more behemoths were brought to him, then he has to make a new broche. But if any of the behemoths that were before him are still here when other behemoths are brought, so then he doesn't have to make a broche on all the other behemoths. So, and the same thing would apply to Birkas Hanen. The same thing. Let's say, suppose you have a plate with food on the table. On the table. And you make a broche on one of, let's say you have a number of apples, and you make it with oranges, and you make a broche on one of the oranges, one of the apples. And then, before you finish eating all the fruits that were on the plate at the time you made the broche, another plate of food is, a new plate, food plate is brought. So you do, and you want to eat the new food plate, you don't have to make a new broche. But if the new food plate is brought after you ate up all the foods that were on the table at the time when you made the broche, then you have to make a new broche, according to the smart. Im kishemivin lefonov acheres, yished lefonov meisem, shoi lefonov kishemirech, in tzorok levorach aleis yishemivin le, ach im gom akola shoi lefonov lishcheit, tzorok levorach lacheres. This is smak shite. Veinir lechalik. Elo kol ma shelo hoyo lefonov kishemirech, tzorok levorach olof. Elo im kin hoyo daiti al kol ma shiyovi le. Hoyo sheikhit chayovein, vidaiti lishcheit, vishochach vikiso, ubirech, kishechiza vishcheit, in tzorok levorach lashchite. Sheina kisu hefsek. Hodi sicha ave hefsek. Davke bisoch bidvorim sheinom bitzorchi shchite. Avol im diver. Mitzorchi ashchite kenivi lishchit v'chayetze bei loy have hefsek. Now, I want to go over just briefly the Mechaber and Ramor, but without the Taz and the Shach, because that will take us for a long time. So, Hashechit, Tzor Sheyivorech, Kedem Asher, Kedishon, Tzor Mitzvon al Hashechit, Vimshoch Ad Vibirech, Tzor, Vimshoch Ad Dovo, Vimishyalit Bereyese, Vitzor Yerbdike, Yishritenu, Yishritenu Bu Broch, So in other words, if he shechts a behemoth, in which there is a reyeseh, and that means that after the shechita you have to be bathing the reyeh to see whether it's a ksher or a treifa. And there is a possibility, when he shechts it, he knows there is a possibility that it might turn out to be a treifa. So then the Ramo paskens that yishchiteno b'loy broche. Why? Because there is a chash brochel batole. Suppose it turns out after the bdike that it is a treife, so then the broche would be brochel batole. So memele, that's the shit of most Rashi. But the Rashi in Sefer HaPardes, he has a shit to the contrary. He says that even if there is a reyese, so you still can make the bracha lechatchila, because true there is a reyes and maybe it's a treife, but the shechita will still have a legal effect because it will be mitayim meitzis in an inveilah, because shechita is misaking the behavior, even if it's a treife, so that it will not be mitami to mes neveilah. So according to Rashi, any shechita that is meitzim to mes neveilah requires a bracha. But the other shechita hold no. What kind of shechita requires a bracha? Only a shechita that is matar b'achile, but a shechita that is not matar b'achile, even though it's meitzim l'tumas nevele, so does not require a bracha. I think that Rashi shechita is in accord. Rashi shechita with the shechita siyochit, even though there are some poskim who passes like Rashi, that Rashi Shite can be explained in accordance with the Shite of the Taz in Siman Aleph. That the Taz says that Birka Shite is not the Birka Samitz, because there is, so the Taz says, because there is no mitzvah of Shechting. But I mentioned when we learned the Siman Aleph that the Rambam and many Rishonim say there is a mitzvah Sasei of Shite. Not that it's a mitzvah Sasei to Shecht, but if somebody wants to eat, he's mechuyav to shecht. So it's the same kind of mitzvah sasei like mitzvah of kedushin. Not that there is a mitzvah sasei, one is mechuyav to mekadesh an isha. But if he wants to marry a woman, he is mechuyav to marry her al di chupa u'kedushin. But if he doesn't want to marry a woman, he's not mechuyav. So here too, if he wants to eat boso, he's mechuyav to shecht. So there is a kiyuma mitzvah. The Taz says there is no kiyuma mitzvah. The Taz says there is no kima mitzvah. So Mimele, the Taz says there is no kima mitzvah. So it's all Ibirkas Eidoi. Ibirkas Eidoi. So that doesn't mean that if we accept the Taz Shite, that we have to agree with the Shite of Rashi. Because it's still possible to say, not like Rashi. The Birkas Eidoi is only Shayach when the Shite is Mata Bachile, not when the Shite is Mitzvah with the Tumas Nevele. But if we say like the Taz that it's not a Birkas HaMitzvah, then we can say like Rashi and Sifra Pardes. Then we can say like Rashi Shite in Sifra Pardes, that the Birkas Adoye the Chachomim or Misake in connection with any Shite that accomplishes certain halachas. If we say that the Birkas Shchite is a Birkas HaMitzvah, then of course it's not shaykh to say that there is a mitzvah say to Shecht in order to be made to Mes Nevele. The mitzvah say is if one wants to eat, he's mechuyav to Shecht. So that's only shayach if it's not a treife, but if it's a treife, you will not be able to eat anyway. So how can there be a mitzvah and a chiyuv tishev? So in other words, so if we say, in order to explain Rashi in Sifra Pardes, we have to say like the Taz. But that does not mean that if we say like the Taz, we have to say like Rashi. Alright, so there are no passages. Vimshoch hadova v'yisawi b'reise, v'yitzor odike, yishkatanu b'brochen. Uchsheyimtso kosher, mivorech ala shchite, uvilvat sheyisomok l'shchite. Even though the general rule is that it has to be eivel asiyoson, it has to be eivel here. He has to be eivel asiyoson. So that's the general rule. Still we say, but in this case, since it was impossible to make the bracha before Shchite, so it's like Ger. Now the halacha is a Ger makes the bracha after the Tefillah. So the Gemara says in Psochim, why does he make the bracha after the Tefillah? Because Gavrilichozi. So Mele, in this case, since there is a subject, maybe it will turn out to be a treife, so it will be brocha v'atole, so it's impossible to make the brocha before the shrite, but mele it can be lachas yoson also. Now, here, so even though he mentions be'eo zohua, hilchas kisu, so that soul and the duty of the Ozorua happens to be that, generally speaking, if somebody did not make the broche kedem asiyoson, so he has to make the broche lachar asiyoson. But the Rambam is chilek. The Rambam says that if somebody did not make the broche kedem asiyoson lachar asiyoson, he cannot make it. Now, the Ozorua himself certainly can say this, because his shita is that in any case where he didn't make the broche kedem asiyoson, he can make lachar asiyoson. So certainly here, where Kid Masiyoson, he could play because of his topic Wachal Vatole. So certainly he has to make it Lach Masiyoson. But this thing could be true even according to the Rambam. So when does the Rambam say that if he didn't make it Kid Masiyoson, so he has to make it, he cannot make it Lach Masiyoson, if he